Hello, everyone, and welcome to our podcast, For Women, For Health. We are here to empower you with knowledge and inspiration to make informed choices that support your overall health and well-being. We're so excited for you to join us on this journey as we delve into topics that matter most to you and your loved ones. So grab your favorite gut health beverage, get comfortable, and tune in to For Women, For Health for a dose of inspiration, education, and empowerment every Monday at midnight. My name is Janelle Petrosino, and I am an integrative health practitioner level 2, and I am sitting here today with my fellow colleagues and practitioners, Dr. Brooke Morfitt, who is a doctor of chiropractic, Meg Alaco Angel, who is an integrative health practitioner and certified educator, and Carly Bigelow, who is a holistic health practitioner. And we all came together in a really organic, beautiful way. We crossed paths and met each other because of common feelings and common experiences that we've had in our life that led us here today so that we can share our hearts with you. And so today, we are actually just going to share a little bit about each of our individual stories with you and a little bit more about what we're here to do and what we're here to bring for you. So I'm going to share a little bit about my personal story and what led me to not only becoming an integrative health practitioner, but this wonderful group of ladies. So I am a mother of 4, but that was not always the case for me. I actually got pregnant in 2012 with a beautiful blessing that was a surprise at the time. And I fell in love with being a mother immediately when I met my daughter. And not even a year later, we were really, really excited and ready to, expand our family. And we got started with that process. But I started to recognize that my body was kind of not working the way that it should. I wasn't getting my menstrual cycle anymore. I felt horrible. I woke up and I felt like I was ready to go back to bed. And so I started to see different doctors. And throughout a series of 5.5 years, this took place where I was unable to get pregnant. And I met with doctor after doctor after doctor who would say the craziest things to me, like, you're just a mystery diagnosis, or some people just become infertile. And it was a really isolating time for me because I didn't understand. I already had a baby and my body did it on its own. I wasn't even trying. And then here these doctors were telling me that I was broken and they couldn't figure out why. And it was just a really, really challenging time in my life. And at the time, I was really tempted to go and get fertility treatments, but every single time I went to one of these appointments, something in my gut literally would tell me there's something wrong here. And it basically came down to the fact that I wanted answers. I wanted to understand what was going on with my body. Why wasn't I able to get pregnant anymore? Why wasn't I having a menstrual cycle? And why can nobody give me any answers about that? And so instead of going forward with fertility treatments, I embarked on my own personal journey to get to the root of what's going on. And I finally found a 7th doctor that was willing to listen to me. And I'm going to come back to that. That is key in my story. He was willing to listen to me. And in 15 minutes, he was able to figure out what was going on. He indicated that I had some gut-related imbalances that were causing nutritional deficiencies, which were impacting my hormones and causing a ripple effect in my body. And that's all I really needed to be hooked on this journey of healing, is that somebody was able to identify that I'm not crazy, that there is something there. And I am so grateful today that I continued to listen to my gut and waited until I found someone that was willing to listen enough to help me heal naturally. And so what I did is I embarked on a healing journey where I was able to heal my menstrual cycle, my hormones, my nutritional deficiencies, and my gut with nutrition, with food, with supplementation. And I was able to regain my life again. And guess what? Not 3 weeks after working with this doctor, my menstrual cycle returned. I was able to conceive a healthy, beautiful baby boy 11 months after that, because healing does take time. And then I was able to conceive 3 more times naturally without fertility treatments. And so this is a huge part of my story, because I was able to identify through experience of being shut down and turned down and not really informed about my options. I learned that, you know, sometimes you really have to be your own strongest advocate to really show up in your life and get the answers that you need and deserve. And what a lot of people don't know about fertility and gut health is that they're interconnected. And a lot of women that struggle from fertility are actually struggling from underlying imbalances. So because of this story, it led me to this path of becoming an integrative health practitioner, gut health and fertility specialist. That is what I do. I help women to overcome fertility struggles by healing their gut, exactly like I did, because I feel like it would be remiss of me and totally rude if I didn't pay it forward and share this gift with others to educate them and inform them and guide them in this healing process. And a lot of it just comes down to lifestyle. And so I'm really, really excited and proud to be a part of this community and sharing this wealth of knowledge that I've acquired over the last almost, oh gosh, it's been, well, since I've had my daughter, it's been about 12 years. So it's been 12 years of learning and growing and healing. And I'm now today the healthiest version of myself than I've ever been, to take care of this beautiful family that I cultivated through a lot of faith and determination. So that is my story. That is why I'm here. And this story led me to one of my dearest friends and colleagues in the most beautiful way possible. If I had the time, I would tell you the story, but Meg Alaco Angel is my friend who I actually met from the internet, and God brought us together for a reason and for a purpose. She is absolutely incredible. It is because of her that I am here today, for sharing her experience and her stories and informing people through the beautiful community that she has built. She is a certified educator. She teaches homeschool. She's an integrative health practitioner. She's the person you want to talk to when it comes to gut health and mental health. And I am so extremely excited to be able to hand it over to her right now. Take it away, Meg.
Hi, everyone. I am so honored to be here. I feel so grateful that all 4 of us women have been able to come together in the most organic way to be able to create 4 Women, 4 Health, and to be able to talk about not just our stories, but to be able to talk with all of you and learn about your stories and your testimonies as well, because that's ultimately what brought us here. I think, you know, it's hard in this day and age to find your people. And when I say God has led this group of women together in the most organic way, it's true, because for many of us, you know, as practitioners in the holistic health space, you know, there's a lot of things that we believe because of the experiences that we've personally been through. And it didn't always start, you know, on the same page that we're at now. There's been a lot of things. I always say, know better, do better, be better. And like Janelle, like I was young. My husband and I had our daughter when we were in college. I was at St. John Fisher College right here in Rochester studying to be an educator. And, you know, the ironic part about it was at that point, I was learning to be an educator, but I wasn't asking the questions and necessarily doing the research that an educator should do. And I think that's one of the reasons why, between my personal experiences, being a mom, being a teacher, and working with families in the community, I realized that there was so much more to it than just blindly following the truth. And when I was 20, I didn't know. You want to, you know, trust your doctors. You want to believe that your providers have your best interest at heart. And my mom was a young mom. She had a C-section. She kind of was like encouraging me in some ways, you know, to advocate for one. Because a lot of people, I've recognized that have C-sections, you know, they don't, you don't, if you don't go through labor, natural labor, you don't really know any other way. And once you had a C-section, it's one of those things where they often encourage you to do it again. And that happened to me. And I will get to that point. But when I was 20, you know, I didn't know enough about my body and what my body was capable of and how to advocate for my body, or even how to, you know, listen to how my body was communicating with me. And unfortunately, because I had been in a car accident when I was 7.5 months pregnant, there was trauma and I was feeling, you know, the back pain and I was feeling exhausted and tired. Now, were there medications and stuff they had put me on when I was pregnant? Yeah. And there were a lot of things that I didn't know then could affect my gut health and my mental health, because it's all connected. And that's part of the reason why I do what I do, because I've learned over the years and I have a really good understanding of how things all work when it comes to the whole body and the way it communicates. But at that point at 20, I didn't know any better. And so, you know, I went in at 40 weeks and 4 days, and I had the Pitocin and I had 2 failed epidurals. And 18 hours later, I was an emergency C-section in the operating room. There was nurses, doctors, resident students, patient care techs. I mean, there were tons of people in there, I remember. And I was very scared at the time. I was worried about being cut open and having a scar. I was worried about the recovery afterwards. But it was kind of like sold to me, like, oh, you know, you're going to get a couple extra weeks and, you know, your scar will heal up just nicely. And you don't have to worry about an episiotomy, and, you know, you don't have to worry about stretching or anything like that. Like, you can go in and have another one when you want to have another child. And it was, I think C-sections have become very normalized in our culture. I'm seeing, you know, more and more friends today have C-sections. Unfortunately, sometimes it feels like I can almost like predict that that's what it's going to end up in, just because from our own personal experiences, you kind of know. And so I think it's so important that there is, you know, more education out there, more trust in our bodies. Because for me, like, no one told me that having a C-section was going to affect my children's gut health, my gut health, that, you know, they weren't traveling through the natural birth canal and that was going to affect, you know, their body's ability to acquire a lot of beneficial bacteria that's really necessary to have a diverse, you know, gut microbiome. And that beneficial bacteria also is responsible for those hormones in the gut being produced and those neurotransmitters being optimized so that those signals to the brain are, you know, communicating so that we feel well and we are more resilient to stress and we can regulate our bodies and all of that stuff. Nobody told me way back then that if I had my baby and I had a C-section, that those would be things that later on down the road or postpartum that I, you know, might be dealing with. And so for me, going through that, having a repeat C-section because I was denied a VBAC, and then on top of that, my kids, you know, struggled with constipation. And again, there's no, you know, conversation about, well, just so you know, if your babies are born this way, you know, it can create issues within their gut microbiome that might affect, you know, their motility, that might affect food sensitivities, their mental health, all sorts of things. And it took me learning that as a parent the last 16 years with 2 kids and being a teacher in the classroom and outside of the classroom and seeing that there was a huge disconnect and that we were treating kids, but we weren't getting to the root issue. And the same thing was happening with adults, because the reality is a lot of the clients that I even work with now have been having digestive issues since they were kids. And so, you know, I think it's really important, like I say, you know better, you do better, and you be better. And as I learn these things, you know, I quickly shifted, especially after the time in the world that we were in the last 4 years, to wanting to be a principal to, okay, I want to take my education to the next step and I want to educate families and individuals on the importance of gut health and mental wellness. And that goes all the way back to the womb. And I say that as someone 16 years later who's been literally healing birth trauma. And I have a daughter who's about to be able to drive a car. Like it, these conversations are so important to be having. And thankfully, these women, I've been able to have these conversations with, and they've been a safe space and a safe place. And they listen and they've heard my story and they've, you know, talked with me through it and they've shared their stories. And that ultimately led to not only an organic friendship and wanting to work together as practitioners, but, you know, when Janelle and I are connecting and she's needing support for her little ones, you know, I can confidently recommend, you know, Carly knows so much about homeopathy. Like, you can go to her and she's going to give you not only her ear, but she's going to tell you, you know, really amazing information and walk you through it so that you can essentially be able to treat your child naturally. And Brooke is an amazing chiropractor. And I've been seeing her with my family for, you know, the last 5 years now. And we've seen great progress, not only for myself, but my son, my daughter, since chiropractic has been an everyday part of our lives. And so naturally it was like, okay, I'm sharing my heart with these women. Like, they understand what I'm going through. We're all working through, you know, school and building our practices together during a really crazy time in the world. And when you can connect with people and you feel valued and heard and supported, naturally you want to build community with those people. And so that's what ultimately led us to all, you know, be together in this moment and start getting together. Because too, working virtually and working at home, you know, working on your own, having your own office, sometimes can be lonely. And so building that community too of colleagues, just because we're not in the same brick and mortar building together, doesn't mean that we can't work together. And so this kind of came together because we were brave enough to share our stories and we were willing to be, you know, vulnerable and real and raw. And now it's turned into an amazing thing that will be able to help not just, you know, us as individuals and in our practices, but also our communities, which together, when you bring all of us together, that's a lot of people that can be impacted. So I'm very, very grateful for these women. And I'm so thankful that we all love each other because that's been really cool. You can't always, you know, expect that when you put a group of people together that they're just going to naturally be able to bond together and work together in an organic way. And we do. And so I think, you know, more than anything, I am just so grateful that this project is finally coming to life and I can't wait to see where it goes. And I know that Carly and Brooke have a lot to share and I want to give them the time to do so. But I know that if we ultimately didn't, you know, become brave enough to share our stories and be vulnerable, this would have never happened. So I encourage everyone to advocate and, you know, to be your own educator and to find your people. And if you can't find your people, pray about it because God will bring those people to you. And I am a firm believer of that. So it's crazy too, because when I say that God brings people into your life, when I tell you, Carly has literally been in my life for the last 13 years. And it is one of those things where if we could look back and, you know, look at what our life looks like now and think even for the slightest bit that it was going to turn into this, I think both of us, you know, would be in disbelief that we could even get this far. And I've watched her grow and I've watched her become a mom and marry her high school sweetheart. And it's been so cool because we've also both been able to teach each other's children. We homeschool together. And now, to be able to go to her confidently when I have questions about essential oils, and she can, be that aromatherapist who teaches me, how to use things correctly and in a safe way. And she can make me a tincture if I need an antibiotic and I don't need to question it. Like, it's really amazing to have those people in your life. So I am so grateful that not only did Carly walk into my life 13 years ago, but that she is still in my life now, and that we've been able to be a part of our children's lives and be on this journey together. And not only is she amazing in holistic health, but she is the best virtual assistant behind the scenes, graphic design, website builder, all the things. So our logo actually has been developed and created by her, our branding. So I am going to give her the chance to share her story, because I could talk about her and say a million wonderful things about her. But I'm excited for you to listen to her story, because I know she has so much to bring to the table as well.
So it's funny that you say all that, Meg, because when we were working together at the daycare, every single lunch that we had was McDonald's or Wendy's fast food, soda and energy drinks. And it's just so funny how we've been in each other's lives since then, but then we separated, and then we got back together, and then we separated, and then somehow individually we got on this exact same path, and just, it kind of organically fell all into place. And so it's just funny. So my story really starts after I had my first daughter, because up until then I was just blind to anything I was told to do. I bought whatever I was influenced to buy from any celebrity and all that stuff. But then my daughter, she was having issues with her stomach. She was having rashes. She couldn't go to the bathroom. And this was like 4 months old. And I had brought her to the doctor, and I had a very old school family medicine doctor at first. And he just said, well, she's going to outgrow it. It's going to get fine. And then it was probably like 2 to 3 months. I was like, I can't do this anymore. I had seen so many babies go through the daycare because I was the lead infant teacher, and I knew what normal was, and she wasn't normal. Like, every single day we had to give her a stomach massage and bicycle her legs and all that stuff, and that was the only thing that worked, and that was just not normal. So I brought her to a new doctor. He put her on something that lots of kids are put on for constipation issues. She was on that for 6 months, so I think it was right after she turned one, I started seeing all these articles about why it wasn't good for them long-term, like behavioral issues and long-term stomach issues. So I was like, I need to figure out how to get her off of this. And up until then, her skin still wasn't totally clear. She kept getting rashes, and she was allergic to a lot of stuff. Same with me. I mean, any type of product I put on me had to be hypoallergenic. My friend actually introduced me to oils, and that's when that all started. I was able to wean her off using like a probiotic and all that stuff. But then the real story happened in 2019. This is how I actually got into, like, maybe I should go to school. Maybe I do need to learn more, because up until that point, I was like learning about the oils and doing everything to just gain the education in it so that I could help my family. But then when my grandfather got sick, my whole life, basically, he was battling prostate cancer. But when it came back, after he died, I actually found out that he had like 4-page list of all these medications that were just like, he was very organized. Like, I can never be this organized. So it was a list of medications he was taking, and half of them were because of a different medication that he was taking. So every single medication he took, it was either for his cancer or because of combating the symptoms that those other medications were giving him, which is so sad because it was like 4 pages long. And I was just astounded by that. So I was pregnant with my twins at that point, and that's when I started thinking about it. And then it wasn't until after he died, I had my twins 3 months later, they were born. And that birth, I hemorrhaged, they went straight to the NICU, and one of my twins got very, very sick with necrotizing enterocolitis. And it just was a whirlwind from there. And it wasn't until a year later when I finally decided, after I was battling gluten sensitivity, dairy sensitivity with them, they were allergic to every single diaper, their stomach issues. It was just a mess. And they battled a yeast infection for at least a year of their life that the doctors prescribed everything to. And I think it was finally summer of 2020 when I was like, all right, I think this is where I need to go. I need to know how to fix my family, their health, and how to help other families do the same thing. So I enrolled at the college that I go to, American College of Healthcare Scientists. And I originally started going for herbal medicine. So I got my certifications there. But then I switched over to aromatherapy because I'm like, I want to know how these work. You know, I need the chemistry behind it. I want to know how the terpenes work and all those constituents that they're made of, and what they do for people. And then I graduated with my diploma for Master Aromatherapist. I joined the National Association for Holistic Aromatherapists to get my certification for that. And then I'm like, I'm not done with school yet. And I re-enrolled for my bachelor's. And along the way, I got herbal medicine, aromatherapy, flower essences, my credential in homeopathy, because once I learned it was safe for babies, pets, the oldest of your family, literally anybody, I'm like, this is what I need. So I became specialized in that. And then also working towards my nutrition education still. But that's kind of where my story all starts and how I got to be. And Brooke, I met you because of Meg last spring when I couldn't move my back, and you really helped me fix that all up. So I'm passing it on to you.
Okay. My name's Brooke Morfitt. I'm a doctor of chiropractic, clinical nutritionist, and certified lactation professional. My story, I think it's boring, but we'll get into it anyways. I was an athlete growing up, very competitive. Sports were very important in my family, I would say. So, you know, battled some injuries through there. That's when I got into the therapies and taking care of my body. But just like all of us, I, you know, ate the McDonald's before a lacrosse game, or, you know, all of these foods, and would have a stomach ache as I'm running up and down the field, and never made that connection. I went to undergrad for exercise science because I always knew I wanted to do something in healthcare. And then once I had a few injuries, I knew it was going to be along the lines of something sports related, or so I thought. And yes, so got my bachelor's in exercise science. I would say during that time is when I started paying attention to what I'm putting into my body a little bit more. Although I will say that was towards the end of college because I had a college experience and should have paid more attention to that. But I actually started paying attention to things that I was putting on my body. So ingredients that I was putting on my body before I started paying attention to my diet. Once I got into a exercise science-based nutrition class, that's when the light bulb started going off. And I was like, oh, that's why I'm having some of these symptoms. That's why this is going on. And that's really where my diet and, you know, that thought process of what you're putting into your body and not just onto your body started. I had an amazing nutrition teacher at that time that actually she was pregnant at the time, so she tailored that class towards women's health for the most part. And I think that's where my interest in that started, definitely. I started, you know, after you're taking the anatomies, then the neuro classes, the physiologies, realizing what our bodies are capable of. And it was just like light bulbs just kept going off in my head, like, wow, I didn't know that this was connected to that, and this could be a reason for that, and so on. So I'm definitely a little bit of a nerd, I would say. I always like to learn, and I always like to just figure things out for myself, whether I'm experiencing it or a family member or a friend is experiencing it. I like to do my research and just figure out why things are happening. And I guess that's kind of what took me down the more holistic route, is because treating a symptom with a medication wasn't enough for me. I wanted to figure out why it was happening, address, you know, why it was being caused in the first place. As I was graduating undergrad and heading to chiropractic school, I sat down with my, I think it was still pediatrician at that point, I can't even remember, and told them that was my plan. I was going to chiropractic school, and she looked at me and said, oh, those courses are really hard. We're going to have to prescribe you some ADHD medication. And I will be the first to, I'm a practitioner, but I definitely, white coat syndrome is real, especially when you're, I forget how old at that point, but I was like, okay, that's strange. I didn't think much of it. So I said, okay, these classes are going to be hard. My doctor knows best. That's what I'll do. So I, got the prescription, get to my first trimester of chiropractic school, going through neurology, anatomy, all of that. And I mean, she was not wrong. It was a challenge for sure. So I was like, what the heck? I have this medication. Let me try to take it, see what happens. Maybe I'll all of a sudden become a bookworm and school will be easy for me. I remember, I think I took it maybe twice the prescription. And I had a friend say to me, you're like a zombie when you're on that. You have no personality. And I have a relatively bubbly personality. So, that was hard to hear in general. And then I remember studying, and it was like something was going in one ear and out the other, and there was nothing being processed in my brain. And that was probably the first time I took a step back, and I was like, maybe this medication is not for me. Maybe that's not the answer. And I dove deep into what worked for me study-wise, and got through school fine, did great. Yeah, it was a challenge, don't get me wrong, but that's definitely when I started paying more attention to not just looking for a quick fix, trying to sit down with myself, seeing what I was struggling at, how I could support myself, and the support that was out there for me. And then I got failed again, I would say, by a doctor, because I actually was on birth control throughout my college and graduate, I would say, journey. And I was about to graduate chiropractic school and would get a debilitating migraine at the start of my cycle every single month. And I thought to myself, well, shoot, I'm not going to be able to take off 2 days every month once I get into, once I become an associate, once I'm working as a chiropractor. So what am I going to do from here? So that's kind of where I completely cold turkey, and I don't recommend this, took myself off birth control and, started to try to support my hormones, although that was a whirlwind also. We'll get into that in another time. But that's kind of where I decided I'm not going to be going to my medical doctor for questions. I'm going to take matters into my own hands, and kind of like Janelle's situation, become the educator, but also teaching myself what my body is capable of. And I graduated chiropractic school, had an amazing associateship for about 3.5 years. That was more pregnancy pediatric based, although my interest definitely started with pregnancy, I would say, for chiropractic. It went quickly into pediatrics because I have this established relationship with most of my pregnant patients, and they would come to me with questions about their babies that I had absolutely no idea about. And I would, again, just research things myself so I could be the one that they went to with these questions, or refer out to some of these amazing ladies and other practitioners when I didn't know the answer. But I didn't want to just send them back to, a doctor that was going to say, oh, that's normal, or oh, we'll watch and wait and see how that's going to play out. I wanted answers right then and there. So that's how my pediatric training took place. And then from there, I would say most of my patients that I was seeing once my pediatric training started were breastfeeding related. So that's how I kind of went into that, certified lactation professional. Just again, eager to learn more, eager to help my patients as much as I can before I send them out to another practitioner. So that is really my whole story. I think, if Meg, what is the quote that you say? The
Know
do
better, do
better
better, be better.
is something that I definitely live by, but I live by for my patients and my clients, definitely. And if I don't know the answer, I will probably first check with these ladies. And if not, which usually they know the answer, but if not, I'm doing my research, and that's how one certification after another kind of takes place, because I'm just eager to know better, so my patients know better.
Isn't it interesting how all four of us are only on our paths basically because we didn't know any better whatsoever?
That's exactly it.
Yep.
Yep. And I think it's important too that we recognize it's okay to be humbled. It's okay to be on one side and to come to the other side. We want to be more informed, you know, it's important and we should be asking questions and we should be advocating for ourselves.
And that information should be available to us without having to ask, honestly, I think personally, but
It's a responsibility and a privilege.
And we can't
Well,
make the best choices if we don't have all of the information to be able to understand and research so that we can essentially look at our family, you know, from an individual standpoint instead of generalizing everything and really see what's best for us. You know, even in this current season of life that we're living in, too, because sometimes what we need in one season changes to the next, you know, but being informed is the most important.
yep. And that's why that's our next episode.
Guess you'll have to come back. All right. So, with that being said, we are going to meet you here Monday morning with more about this very topic, about how you can become informed, empowered, educated, so that you can not only make the best decisions for yourself, but for your family too. So we will catch you on Monday morning. See you then.